This is Akashvani, the news read by Abhishek Mukhopadhyay. The Election Commission today announced the schedule for the Maharashtra and the Jharkhand Assembly polls. Announcing the poll schedule in New Delhi, Chief Election Commissioner Rajiv Kumar said Maharashtra will go to polls in a single phase on the 20th of next month. In Jharkhand, assembly polls will be conducted in two phases on the 13th and the 20th of next month. The counting of votes in the two states will take place on the 23rd of next month in the state. Mr. Kumar said in Maharashtra, 9.63 crore voters will exercise the franchise in this assembly polls. The term of 288-member Maharashtra Assembly is set to end on the 26th of next month. The commission also announced the schedule for by-election in several assembly seats and two Lok Sabha seats. By-polls for 47 assembly constituencies in different states and for Wayanad parliamentary seat will be held on the 13th of next month. The by-polls for one assembly seat in Uttarakhand and Nanded Lok Sabha seat in Maharashtra will be conducted on the 20th of November. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar has reached Islamabad on a two-day visit to Pakistan to attend the Shanghai Cooperation Organization SCO summit. Dr. Jaishankar had earlier remarked that his Pakistan visit is for a multilateral event and he had ruled out bilateral talks. This will be the first high-level visit of an Indian foreign minister to the neighbouring nation in 9 years. External Affairs Minister Dr. S. Jaishankar met Australian Assistant Minister for Immigration Matt Thistlethwaite in Delhi today. They discussed migration and mobility as well as skilling and vocational training. Dr. Jaishankar said India-Australia partnership in these domains is very much in mutual interest of both countries. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said India is one of the most dynamic countries in the world in terms of telecom and related technology. He said India's mobile and telecom journey in the 21st century is a subject of study for the whole world. Mr. Modi was speaking after inaugurating the International Telecommunication Union, ITU World Telecommunication Standardization Assembly, WTSA, 2024 at Bharat Mandapam in New Delhi today. The Prime Minister said while mobile and telecom are seen as a facility across the world, however, in India, telecom is not just a medium of connectivity, but a medium of equity and opportunity. He said India has 120 crore mobile phone users, 95 crore internet users, and that more than 40% of the world's real-time digital transactions take place in the country. He emphasized that the country has made digital connectivity an effective tool for last-mile delivery. Prime Minister Modi also inaugurated the 8th edition of the India Mobile Congress 2024 during the program. In Jammu and Kashmir, all arrangements have been put in place around the Sher-e-Kashmir International Conference Centre, SKICC, in Srinagar ahead of the swearing-in ceremony of Omar Abdullah as the Chief Minister of J&K tomorrow. A correspondent reports that Omar Abdullah, along with his Council of Ministers, will be administered the oath of office by Lieutenant Governor Manoj Sinha at 11:30 a.m. tomorrow. President Draupadi Murmu was conferred with honorary doctorate in political science by Sidi Abdullah Science and Technology Pole University in Algeria's capital Algiers today. Algerian Minister of Higher Education and Scientific Research, Kamal Badari, handed over the doctorate to the president. Speaking on the occasion, President Murmu said the doctorate is an honor for a country that has stood for peace and prosperity in the world from time immemorial. She said education neutralizes the inequalities and promotes equal opportunity for all. The domestic benchmark indices today ended with losses. The BSE Sensex shed 153 points or 0.1% to close at 81,820, and the NSE Nifty ended with a fall of 70 points or 0.2% to settle at 25,057. Indian shooter Sonam Uttam Maskar won the silver medal in the women's 10-meter air rifle event at the ISSF World Cup 2024 final in Delhi today. China's Yuting Huang won the gold medal in this event, while French shooter Oceana Mueller took home the bronze. In Denmark Open Badminton, two-time Olympic medalist PV Sindhu slated to take on Chinese Taipei's Pai Yu Po in the first round of the women's singles in Odense this evening. And that is the end of this news bulletin.